Welcome into this carrier update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. And Donnie, it's been so long that I almost forgot how to do this, but we're starting here looking out outbound tender volumes, seeing what we would expect to see.
It's January.
Yeah.
So we see freight volumes fine. We're still above 10,000,
but not for long.
With the amount of capacity that we have out there, it's very weak, and it might be dropping below 10,000 here. Yes, very soon. Now, I don't have these brought up, and maybe we'll do it Friday, but imports, starting about right now, you're going to see imports maybe kind of turn around a little bit because you have a pull forward with the Chinese holiday. The Lunar New Year coming up here real soon. So if you see imports building back up, don't get overwhelmed like, hey, we're having a big rebound. No, that's also a cycle as well. And you'll, of course, see those dropping, you know, early February. When you know when Lunar New Year is this year?
Yeah, it's February 10th is the start of it. So it's a little later than what it has been the past few years. So what you'll see is a little bit this pull forward start. It's kind of starting now. If you start to look at China to U.S. imports, they're starting to pick up steam now. The interesting part is it is the seasonal pattern. But right now, you also have the impacts of the conflict in the Red Sea that is helping push spot rates up, right? Because ultimately, pricing on the ocean is the supply and demand game, right? Yeah. Capacity is having to move from trade lanes like China, US, or even maybe be repositioned, right? Because now going around the Cape of Good Hope, you're talking almost 40% longer transit times to service the same level of demand. You would have to add capacity when you factor in a 40% longer transit time. If you pull capacity off some of the other lanes, it pushes prices up. So,
and of course the mileage, and of course that was it 50, is it 40 or days longer? It's
I don't know.
It's quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
So volumes headed down. Imports is in a mix of
And that's not just because once it clears the customs, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to flow directly to our volumes here, right? I mean, it could end up into a warehouse and sitting there for months before it moves.
We'll keep an eye on the average transit time, the average of the transit time that we may see those start to increase here.
Yep.
All right, let's look at rejection rates. We had a winter storm come across, hit parts of the Midwest, parts of the Southeast.
Hit a lot of areas that don't handle winter weather very well.
So we saw rejection rates reach up here just a little bit, you know, about a little bit over half a point, three quarters of a point. But, you know, when we see the map, it's kind of funny. We go here. This is where the storms hit. I'm not going to talk much about this. I'm going to let Kaylee talk about this because how this storm came through, it was very weird to me because of the band, how wide it was, how quick things change. But I know there's a lot of ice west of Chattanooga. I'm in the Chattanooga area, so this is what I look at here. But 24, 40, I-75, all these affected major routes. But these big markets here, Atlanta, Memphis, freight companies, they kept accepting freight.
Yeah.
Now, some of the smaller ones, like maybe Nashville or Kentucky, some of these smaller markets that maybe is not quite so much freight in, those are the ones they chose to kind of reject some freight out of. So if you go to the next map and look at the, well, this is actually all of them. When we come back, we'll see it. Go back one. When you look at these smaller markets, this is where they're rejecting rejecting freight through these smaller markets. But they were full speed here in Atlanta and, of course, Chicago, accepting all this freight and not giving up on it. They were going to get it whether the storm hit or not. But they chose not to go, it looks like, to, you know, maybe some of the areas in Nashville, Knoxville, Kentucky, the smaller markets, they decided to reject those loads.
Yeah, and I think one of the things is the other thing, again, driver safety, right? If you have an Atlanta to Chicago, right, one of the denser lanes, you still have to deal with Chattanooga, right? Like, these companies are still dealing with it. So it likely doesn't change the fact that they were accepting freight. It just probably adds delays and things like that to the load
It's going to take a few days to get over all this. We had I-24 shut down here for pretty much all day yesterday because of a wreck. You saw the tractor trailers. They were still out there. They didn't stop. A lot of them didn't stop. But it also caused a lot of accidents, and that's going to back freight up as well.
Absolutely. Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.